Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Stuart, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I remember as a young preteen watching a television show in the 1990s called Sliders, where a group of quantum science friends ends up traveling or sliding to alternate worlds, trying to get back home. Think of it as Stargate SG-1 and Quantum Leap combined. I remember two episodes in particular where two worlds they visited had the gender roles reversed, with women being the dominant gender in one society and men being used for breeding purposes only in the other. It was so foreign to my young mind that it just stuck with me all this time. The first was season 1, episode 7, called The Weaker Sex. The group arrives on the world where women hold public office, play professional sports, fly planes, and are captains of industry while men cook, clean, and stay home to take care of the kids. Over the centuries, men had gradually come to resent female leadership and believe that they should be equal and not discriminated against, as seen by Professor Arturo's protagonist's popularity. To add to this, it is definitely a caste system, a matriarchal version of 19th century patriarchal society. Men have little avenues of employment outside of modeling, secretarial work, and nannying, and are treated as second-class citizens, subject to female whims. Hillary Clinton is the President of the United States of America, and Jane Pauley is the Pope. Maximilian Arturo, the protagonist, runs against San Francisco Mayor Anita Ross. The second episode is Season 2, Episode 2, called Love Gods. Iraq releases a virus in the 1980s which attacked the Y chromosome, ironically eliminating the male population of Iraq, which then went on to kill most of the male population in the world. The survivors had natural immunity to it. Australia was the furthest away from the virus and suffered the fewest casualties, starting over with 1,100 men. So Australia and the United States are more antagonistic towards each other. So the governments of the world decided to put all their remaining men in breeding centers to protect them from other governments and to protect them from mobs of women as they're in a race to repopulate. The men are then forced to mate with 5 to 7 women a day to produce children with acceptable women in order to rebuild the population. Some have escaped to go to Mexico, which has no forced breeding. Quinn, Professor Arturo, and Rembrandt are mistaken for escape breeders and sent to one of the centers. A plan to escape begins to take shape. I would like for you to watch these two videos, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on how close this is to becoming a reality now. Well, Stuart, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women ruling over men in another dimension clown world show. For anyone unfamiliar with the show Sliders, the first few seasons were really good. But when they introduced the Cro-Mags or Cro-Magnon Man from one of the parallel universes, where they evolved and humans died out, the show jumped the shark. The show was great being different from one episode to the next, but introducing an alien enemy that went from one parallel reality to the next was a little bit too weird. And a short while later, the main characters started leaving one by one. I remember watching these two particular episodes when I was in my mid-teens and thought that they were a good idea and plausible, but now I know different. I watched them about a year before you sent this request to me, and I didn't even need to rewatch them for this review. The first episode, called The Weaker Sex, my first MGTOW thought was, it would be impossible, but it's plausible that in another universe, women evolve differently, with more interest in things instead of interest in people, like in our reality. But in this world, they didn't evolve to be stronger. Soy Society was taken over by women because, from what I remember, they went on some sort of sex strike and men folded like a cheap suitcase and gave in to their demands. I also remember Rembrandt being picked up by a woman in the show, sleeping with her, and then she dumps him after lying about being a record producer that can help his music career out. But what I'd like to know is if Jane Pauley is the Pope in this reality, then does that mean Jesus is Mother Mary's house husband? Professor Arturo is absolutely hilarious in this episode, because part of the way through he believes that this world isn't actually ready for equality between men and women when he runs for mayor of San Francisco. So what he does is stop being rational during the debates to lose on purpose. But his plan backfires, because suddenly he taps into women's irrationality because he's being emotional and starts to lead the political race. He gains sympathy from his emotional display. In the end, Arturo loses the mayoral race to Anita, and the four of them leave that world. But in a twist of fate, the TV announcer comes back on the air and says that Arturo actually won. The idea is to sow the seeds of equality into that society and show other men that they too can run civilization and be in leadership roles. Again, knowing what I know about women today, there's no way that a parallel universe with women running everything would be that orderly. If you don't believe me, then you'll soon see as women currently make up only 30% of politicians in the world right now. But by 2040 to 2050, they'll make up more than 50%. And then I'm predicting 60 to 70% or even more. Then we need to sit back and watch things fall apart. Unless, of course, we have general purpose AI to replace male thinking and robots to replace male labor and protection. Then men will have to worry that the second episode of Sliders you mentioned, Stuart, doesn't actually become a reality. It might not be a virus that eliminates those with Y chromosomes, but instead Skynet with boobs. I would love to see a Sliders world with lover bots and artificial wombs, or where women can only get jobs as surrogates and nannies, and societies filled with men going their own way. And women are extremely limited with regards to what they can do about it. As for the second episode called Love Gods, the few men that remain in that society were immune to the virus, and they're forced into breeding facilities where they exercise, eat healthy, and are studied like lab rats, and promised to different women every night. In some ways, it's a utopia for men. But the episode got one thing right. When three male sliders show up in a world filled with 99.9% women, the women start to chase them down the street wanting to sleep with them. Female sexual desire is great, but in our world we hide it, because women don't want men to know that they need sex just as badly, if not worse than us. But the thing that's wrong about this world is that there are very few men, because a virus killed off most of them, and if that were to happen, the world would descend into chaos. Remember, this episode came out before Europe had that TV show where women were put on one tropical island and men on another. And within a month, the women ran out of food and didn't have shelter, while constantly arguing with one another. While the men's island, they were peacefully cooperating and had built structures and were providing food for themselves. The show producers were shocked that they had to change the format of the show because they realized the women would starve. So they took around 25% of the men from the man island and put them on the female one. And then they took 25% of the women from the woman island and then put them on the male one. The men on the female island started freaking out and building and farming as quickly as they could to save all the women. So I don't know how plausible this Sliders episode really is. Mind you, all the buildings were already built up since half the male population was gone. And that meant that most of those buildings were left uninhabited. But who would maintain the sewers, electric grid, and plow the snow? Things would get dysfunctional fast unless women got busy fucking faster. What would most likely happen is that once the virus was gone, the remaining men would have their sperm taken and artificial insemination would be used en masse. And almost every woman would be pregnant overnight with a boy. Within 15 years, things would slowly get back to normal, as teenage boys started working and thinking again. They wouldn't have many male role models, if any. The smartest thing to do would have been to get the remaining tiny percentage of the male population and record them teaching on video, and then pump those videos to the boys so they could at least learn from another male remotely. But because this is a world run by women, they didn't do the rational thing. Instead, they turned men into commodities and took turns sleeping with them in what amounts to internment camps for gigachats. Both of these societies in these two episodes of Sliders were ones where women ruled, and the moment men tried to deviate from the way women saw was appropriate, the women exhibited signs of what I'd like to call the woke pill rage. They wanted their own freedoms in those two episodes, but men weren't allowed to fight back or object. I'd buy that argument for a dollar. In the first episode, women got a man to try and kill Arturo for running for mayor. Notice that men didn't try to do the same to suffragettes in the early 20th century, or when women first started running for mayors of cities. Once again, the show writers observed female nature correctly. The tyranny with tits would be a totalitarian titty twister. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. I'm sure you know exactly what it means. It would try and control men while giving women freedoms. For example, many women not only can never have enough purses and shoes, but they also can't have enough safety and security. The way they treat men will get worse and worse, the better the world gets. Women will never feel safe enough, and if they ever have power over us, they could just in theory justify doing all kinds of terrible things to us to justify feeling safe. Also, in a world where 99.9% of the population is female, male attention would not be enough to go around. Most women would lose their minds and need to be medicated if they couldn't find a bull dyke to call home. I see this obsession women have with safety combined with their woke pill rage to eventually put burkas on men. Some kind of mesh covering unattractive male faces so that women don't feel offended by their gaze. Many women seem to constantly need feedback from men to keep from going crazy, so long as they're the right men. Why do you think they keep asking you, do you love me? Do you love me? Which is just another way to ask, are you still obedient? Are you still obedient? As for sliders, it was the 1990s, which is a great time for equality for women. It felt like it was the best time period to grow up in because from the way I saw things and remember, men and women were actually equal. It was a time of equality. And when you grew up, you saw these episodes and you didn't criticize them or use them as examples to laugh at or ridicule women. But they were accepted possible parallel universes where women were on top and we accepted that. The best scene, which was almost prophetic, was the opening scene where the cast of Sliders hears that President Clinton will be on television shortly. And they get all happy because they think they're home on their world of origin. Then the television comes on and Hillary Clinton is speaking instead of Bill Clinton. Then we figure out they were in cooch-flavored Kansas. When I saw Hillary getting ready to become president in 2015, I thought to myself, Sliders predicted this the way that The Simpsons might. So I rewatched this episode for the first time in 20 years at that point. I miss Sliders and wish they could bring it back because there are literally thousands of parallel universes that they can create. Once the show writers went through the obvious ones, however, they suffered from a lack of creativity. Maybe they could show us a world where Black Lives Matter and Antifa take over America. Another world where China took over America. But lucky for us, we don't need a TV show to see such things. They're all coming soon to a town near you. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Stuart for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that 1,000 women would be lining up to smash you, regardless if you're an incel or not, if 99.9% of the male population was gone. Bang that bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Chelsea Clinton from being the president of the United States one day away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.